Chapter 1. A Big Day for Ricky. Ricky wakes up and looks out of his bedroom window. It's a nice, sunny morning. The sky is blue. He sits up in bed and remembers that this is an important day for him.
Today is the day, he says to himself. Today, I'm going to try out for the basketball team.
Ricky's school, Howard High, has the best basketball team in the state. They win every game that they play. They also have the best coach, Mr. Bergman. Training with Coach Bergman is difficult and tiring. He makes the team practice every day after school and twice on the weekends. He's a tough coach, but that's why the Howard Hawks are the best. All the boys want to be on the team, and today Coach Bergman is going to choose the players for next season. Ricky's a good player, but he's only a junior, and there are a lot of senior boys who want to play too. Ricky's mom interrupts his daydreaming.
Ricky, time to get up,
she calls from the kitchen.
Yeah, Mom,
Ricky answers. He jumps quickly out of bed. He has a shower and goes downstairs. His father is at the stove cooking breakfast and his mother is making coffee.
Good morning, Ricky. Do you want two eggs and toast this morning?
His father asks.
It's a big day for you, son. You have your team tryouts. You need a good breakfast inside you.
Yes, thanks. Two eggs, please, Dad,
replies Ricky, grinning.
I'm nervous, too,
he adds. He takes some milk from the fridge and sits down at the table.
Don't be nervous, Ricky. You're a good player. I know you're going to get on the team,
his mom says, smiling.
You practice enough.
Thanks, Mom,
says Ricky.
But I'm only 16 years old. Don't forget, I'm only a junior. There are lots of seniors who want to play. They are big and strong.
Mr. Anderson puts Ricky's eggs and toast on the table.
There you go, Ricky. Have some orange juice, too. You need all your energy today.
Ricky eats his eggs and drinks the orange juice. The doorbell rings and Ricky's best friend, Tony Caruso, comes in.
Hi, Ricky. Hi, Mr. and Mrs. Anderson. Still eating, Ricky?
Tony asks and sits down next to his friend.
Hello, Tony. You have a big day today, too,
says Mrs. Anderson.
You're trying out for the team too, aren't you? Would you like some orange juice or coffee?
Yes, thanks. Some juice, please,
replies Tony.
Yeah, we all need our strength today. Coach Bergman's going to be really tough on us this afternoon,
laughs Tony.
You and Ricky are both talented players, and you're fitter than some of the seniors. You're going to do well,
says Mrs. Anderson.
Thanks,
says Tony. He looks at Ricky's father.
What are you reading, Mr. Anderson? Isn't that a photo of Howard High School on the front page of the newspaper? What does the article say?
Crime in our high schools is increasing,
quotes Ricky's dad.
It says someone broke three windows in the high school last night. They think vandalism and crime is increasing in schools in our area.
At that moment, the phone rings. Mrs. Anderson answers it.
Yes, he is. Just a minute, please. Ricky, it's for you. It's Stacy.
Stacy is Ricky's new girlfriend. She's in his class at Howard High. She's the prettiest girl in their year and she's intelligent. Ricky likes her a lot.
Hi, Stacy.
Ricky laughs.
What? Oh, thanks. We need some luck. Yeah. See you at school. Bye.
Stacy's a great girl, Ricky. You're really lucky,
says Tony. Ricky is a bit embarrassed. He doesn't like to talk about his girlfriend in front of his parents.
Yeah, I know, Tony. Your girl, Trish, is nice too,
he says.
Listen, we want to go to a movie this weekend. Do you and Trish want to come with us?
He asks.
Sounds fun. But we have to think about basketball today, not movies,
says Tony. He picks up his glass of orange juice.
Here's to us. Today we're going to play like Michael Jordan.
The boys touch their glasses and drink. Ricky looks at the clock.
Oh, it's late. We have to go, he says.
He picks up his plate, puts it into the dishwasher, and gets his bag.
Thanks, Mum, Dad. See you later,
he calls.
Bye, honey. Good luck,
calls his mum.
Good luck, son,
shouts his dad.